Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Friday, October 29th. It's Halloween weekend, final weekend of the month of October. I have always maintained that November is the best sports month of the year. I know a lot of people will push back, but college basketball and the NBA, plus NFL, plus college, plus a little bit of the World Series. I just love November. It's a great month. Of course, historically, it has been a rough one for me because once you turn the calendar to November, you start thinking, oh, what are the Thanksgiving plans? What about holiday presents? And you start like planning and organizing. And I don't do a lot of that, but I'm part of the discussions. And it's tough to keep your eye on the prize, a.k.a. gambling in the NFL. But we should just start the podcast quickly by saying, today's guest is a superstar. He is Peter King. You love him. NFL guy. They've been covering the league for like three decades. You're going to love everything about it, unless you're a 49ers fan. If you're a Jets fan, you probably will not be happy as well. There's some good stuff in there. Seahawks fans will be shocked, but there's a lot of good stuff. And of course, bets at the end of the podcast. But if I could pop an emoji to start today's podcast, it would be the head exploding after Arizona 21. Green Bay 24 just slaughtered everyone. I mean, everybody was betting Arizona from 3.5 to 4.5 to 5.5 to 6. Everybody was betting the Arizona team total over 28. This is an awesome offense. The Green Bay defense stinks. Everybody the over 50.5, which was about to cash on the Arizona touchdown in the final seconds if A.J. Green turns his head around. We'll get to A.J. Green in a second. I just need to give Aaron Rodgers some props. Give the man his flowers. Aaron Rodgers went into Arizona, which was undefeated, without his left tackle, without his top receiver, without his number two receiver, and he won. Aaron Rodgers, playing turnover-free football, should have put the game on ice there at fourth down. They couldn't punch it in. Maybe they did on the touchdown run, and it was overturned. You rarely see that, but a phenomenal finish. I didn't think the first half was very good because you knew this was going to happen. Green Bay's just going to run the ball, Dylan and Jones, and they ate them up. What hurts me for Arizona, and you guys know I kind of have a soft spot for Arizona. I liked them last year. I bet on them to make the playoffs last year. They let me down in the final weekend. I'm one of the few who thought they were a playoff team this year. And I just don't know how you can come into a game knowing they don't have Adams. They don't have Lazard. They don't have MVS. They cannot beat us on the outside. Let's man up, stack the box with eight, and let's shut them down. And they just didn't do that. I don't. Vance Joseph should be getting heat today. Like, I don't get it. They 34 carries for a buck 51. They got to the red zone five times. Five. Are you kidding me? They went up and down the field without Devontae Adams. That's staggering. Arizona, of course, shot themselves in the foot. And despite the terrible defense, they had a chance to win it. And it's weird because the play happens. You know, everybody, you know, if you're in your house or at a bar, wherever you were like, oh my gosh. Why did AJ Green quit on the play? And then you go on social media and it's totally different. It's like, oh, it's not AJ Green's fault. He didn't know. And I'm like, what planet are you people on? Did you not see time and situation? These are basic things in sports. AJ Green, I don't know. He's been playing football for 15 or more years. He's a veteran. He was one of the best receivers in the SEC when he was there. Guy's a former superstar. And with like, what, 15 seconds left? AJ Green inside the 10-yard line, knowing you have no timeouts because they just burned their final one, is run blocking 4 yards into the end zone, doesn't even turn his head around, and the pass is intercepted, ball game. Like, that hurts. I felt for Kyler Murray, who looked like he turned his ankle. Kyler Murray, man, the injuries are mounting. He was not very sharp. The interception deep in his own end was pretty bad off the running back's hand setting up the screen, but I think you got to hand it to Green Bay. And this is what's so tough about gambling on the NFL. Nothing is predictive. There is no stat that is predictive. You can give me all you want about success rates and Green Bay's defense stinks and this is what they do on first down and they can't get off the field on third down and the red zone defense and blah, 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 blah. It is absolute chaos. This is the Packers 2 weeks in a row now. Now, I was on the right side last week, thanks to Washington imploding in the red zone and some luck, obviously. And I was on the wrong side this week because of AJ Green not turning his head around. But if you look big picture, Arizona should never have been in that spot. Like, they have a really strong team, and I thought the defensive game plan was terrible. I thought their front was good. Obviously, they were missing Watt, and they let Dylan go for 78 yards, and Jones had 59, and it's just a crushing loss if you're Arizona. Home field advantage that you had the inside track on, that's now out the window. Can you imagine Arizona having to go to Lambeau in the dead of winter, early February, late January, because AJ Green didn't turn his head around and couldn't catch that pass? I'm not trying to kill the guy, but this is the reality, okay? That play has so many ramifications, big picture. And remember, Arizona has not had their bye. They go to the Bay Area next to play San Fran, which should win in Chicago. Then they get a layup against Carolina, but then they have Seattle, and Russell Wilson should be back. And then after their bye, which is late, they have to go to Chicago in December, never fun, host the Rams, get the travel to Detroit, which should be a layup. I don't know what the Colts situation is going to be on Christmas night, okay? Night game, they do get them at home, but the Colts might be good. I don't know. They have to travel to Dallas, and this Dak Prescott situation, oh boy. I will just give you a heads up. I bet Dallas early in the week. Sounds like Dak may not play now. The line's swinging. I don't know what's up with Dallas. And then you close with Seattle, which I would assume is going to be out of the playoff picture. But there's some landmines there. And if you're Green Bay, my gosh, no Bakhtiari, okay? No Adams. They're now 7-1. If you are Aaron Rodgers, you're kind of feeling yourself. You just can't help but look at them and be like, and you guys, you still don't want to pay me, huh? You still don't want to give me what I want. I asked for Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb caught 2 touchdowns for me. That's what Aaron Rodgers is saying. Just an unbelievable performance. They are next up against the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh boy, that's a big one. Then they have Seattle, the Vikings. The schedule gets tough. Rams. They still have to play the Ravens and the Browns. So it's a tough one. For home field advantage is not locked up. But Arizona just opened the door to Green Bay, to the Rams. We'll see what happens with the Cowboys and Dak, but it is all of a sudden wide open. And this is what why you love football. Like, you just, everybody has a chance. Everybody's got a shot. NBA, we already know some teams have no chance. Absolutely none. But NFL, 17 games, anything can happen. All right, without further ado, let's get to our guest today. The great, the one and only Peter King.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
Let's welcome into Straight Fire a legend in NFL reporting. I mean, he's basically an oracle at this point. The one and only Peter King. Peter, how are you, man?
I'm doing all right, Jason. Let's keep it calm, though.
Well, what do you mean? Come on. I got to talk you up, man. I had a buddy who wanted to work out with me today. And I was like, listen, I got Peter King. I got to prepare for this. I got to be ready. He's like, oh, my gosh, Peter, I can't wait. People are excited when they hear your name, Peter. Jeez.
Oh, well, that's nice. You know, look, it's been a fun, an awfully fun run. And I've really, really had a lot of the great things happen to me in my life. So, I haven't worked a day yet, so I'm appreciative of all of it. So
yes.
Anyway, yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for joining. You're joining at a tough time right now for one Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. It's weird, Peter. You see this narrative building like maybe Patrick Mahomes is not that good despite a 3-year body of work. I do wonder from your perspective, your nuanced view of the game, are teams defending him differently? Is he playing quarterback differently because the defense is so bad? He knows he's got to make plays. What the heck is wrong with the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes right now?
I don't think he's necessarily playing all that differently, other than I think what he's really doing, Jason, is he's really trying to make a lot happen at all times. And that's why you see things like, I think the perfect play to illustrate what's wrong with Patrick Mahomes, it happened at the end of near the end of the Chargers game at home when they lost to the Chargers. And he threw an interception where he made sort of a desperation throw. And he threw an interception that basically allowed the Chargers to come, you know, to win the game. And I think plays like that are plays that Mahomes normally wouldn't be making. And also I think the other part of Mahomes that is interesting right now is having him adjust to 5 new offensive linemen. Mm. And I mean, just imagine, these are not guys who have switched around. The left tackle, Orlando Brown, is new. The left guard, Joe Tooney, is new. You know, Creed Humphrey, the center, is a rookie. Trey Smith, the right guard, is a rookie. Lucas Niang, the right tackle, was drafted last year, but he sat out because of COVID. Patrick Mahomes is playing with all 5 of those guys for the first time. And really, you know, I saw him in training camp. I saw him in 2 practices, and they looked really good, I thought. But the problem in practice is that nobody's hitting the quarterback. Nobody is running after the quarterback. So obviously offensive line play is going to look good at that time. So at this point, I think it is trying to do too much and adjusting to an offensive line that doesn't give him the protection that he got the last 3 years.
Do you think there's anything to the whole, hey, they're taking away Tyreek Hill in the deep play? They're just not giving it to Mahomes at all.
Absolutely. I think that is also very big. But the reason why that's so big, and look, I never was all in on Sammy Watkins because he just missed too much time. But having said that, Sammy Watkins, or a really good, when he was playing, a really good opposite wide receiver to Tyreek Hill, was going to change the way defense is played. And now I think they're just saying, remember in the AFC Championship game, the thrilling game against the Patriots at Arrowhead, that the Patriots won in overtime? Well, in that game, Bill Belichick, just like he did in the Super Bowl in 01, when he took Marshall Faulk out of the game, and when he decides he wants to take one entity out of the game, Belichick always has been able to. And now if you look at what has happened with this team this year, any team that wants to take Tyreek Hill and then say, hey, beat me with DeMarcus Robinson, be our guest. And that really has been a factor as well.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, I don't think they can not turn it. It's not like unfixable, but you know, Peter, if they happen to lose to the Giants Monday, I think we'd both agree that they're definitely not even a lock for the playoffs anymore. I think it's trending poorly.
Hey, look, Jason, on Sunday night, it was late and I was looking at the standings and I was trying to figure out what all I was going to write in my column. I thought I was going to write about the Bengals, but I started looking at the standings and the Chiefs, and I didn't see a lot of their game on Sunday, but the Chiefs basically started to really hit me. And I looked at the Chiefs and the Bengals, and I just thought of this weird story idea or this weird angle for the story that I was going to do. And so I called my old buddy, Brent Musburger, who now obviously is with VSiN in Las Vegas. He's very big into the lines. He always was big into the lines. Now he can be big into the lines legally.
That's right.
But so I said to him, Brent, let me just ask you a question. If both Kansas City and Cincinnati are healthy next weekend and play on a neutral field, let's forget the line. Just tell me, what team would be favored? And he thought for a long time and he goes, if both teams are healthy, Cincinnati's favorite.
Oh, God, that's a bridge too far, Peter. Come on.
Doesn't that blow you away? Now, yeah. I don't know if.
Yeah.
I don't really know because I don't know the gambling fraternity. Yeah. So I can't call Joe Linesmaker at Caesars or whatever and say, hey, give me a line on a prospective game.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact that is even a question after 7 weeks of the season is insane.
It does come on the heels of the Bengals' biggest win probably this century. I mean, that's not an exaggeration. We'll get to the Bengals.
No, you're right.
And the Chiefs hitting rock bottom. But to stick with the negative theme, and this just dawned upon me. I had not noticed it, but I'm starting to hear more of it. So Kyle Shanahan's been in San Francisco for 5 straight years. His first record, 6-10. That's when he traded for Jimmy G. Then 4-12 when Jimmy G got hurt. 13-3 Super Bowl. 6-10, and now he's 2-4.
2-4,
Four out of 5 seasons below 500. I'm not saying Kyle Shanahan's not a good coach, but we know historically some coaches are maybe better coordinators than as the head coach. What is the deal with Kyle Shanahan? Now, I know the Niners are injured as per usual, but 31-39 in San Fran is a little surprising for somebody who the media loves.
You're right about that. And I think you have to ask that question. Okay. But I also think this, you know, all of a sudden right now, what were people saying about Zach Taylor at the end of last year?
Yes.
People were saying, okay, he's the guy among all, maybe Matt Nagy too. But Zach Taylor is the guy above all who everybody thinks is on the hot seat. And what happens all of a sudden when you get a top 10 quarterback inserted, playing at his peak with another gigantic weapon in the offense in Ja'Marr Chase? You know what happens? Good things happen. And so when people say, well, Kyle Shanahan, this, that, if you want to say to me, okay, I am most down on Kyle Shanahan because he has not figured out how to get the most out of Jimmy Garoppolo, there is a good argument, a good question. But I find that coaches turn into great coaches when they have great quarterback play.
I would largely agree with that. And Kyle Shanahan was like, what, 8 minutes away from a Super Bowl win over Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. So I'm not saying he's bad. I just... Something seems weird. And I like Garoppolo.
Something is weird.
I don't know what the solution is there, but do you think he's got enough equity?
You know what the solution? Here's the solution right now. Okay. They have to devote every bit of energy in that building in Santa Clara, California. Every piece of energy, every piece of thought, intelligence, whatever, they have to beat the Chicago Bears on the road Sunday. Yeah. And everybody might say, oh, well, you know, the Bears stink. They'll be fine. No, no, no. The 49ers might stink. we don't know that. But yeah, all I'm saying is, if they lose to the Chicago Bears with the schedule that follows, you know, to me, I look at the 49ers as being in gigantic trouble.
Wow. Yeah, and you're probably right. Khalil Mack out for the Bears. Yeah. Akeem Hicks apparently out as well. So this is a must win for Shanahan. I personally like him. I don't know what the heck's going on there.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, to one more quarterback before we get to positive news. I know this is all negative. Russell Wilson in Seattle, injured. The Seahawks kind of look dead. I think they're 2-5. My Jets have their pick. So things are not going well for Seattle. We know Russell Wilson tried to get out this past summer. Is that an accurate assessment? He tried to get out. He gave a list of teams that he would go to. I mean, Pete Carroll is 70. Russell Wilson may want out again. I don't think there's a ton of talent on the roster outside of a handful of really talented players. Peter, is this the end of Russell Wilson in Seattle? And I will add, Brett Favre did not end his career in Green Bay, as you know. Joe Montana, not in San Fran. Peyton Manning, not in Indy. Tom Brady, of course, in Tampa. I know it's foreign to think of Russ leaving, but maybe this is the summer.
Yeah, I mean, look, Russell Wilson and Brett Favre would be a little bit different because Brett Favre, I mean, think about it. Brett Favre, I believe, was in Green Bay for 16 years or 17, whatever it was. And Russell Wilson has been a Seahawk for 9.5 years. So it's not quite as revolutionary if he would leave, but I think what might be interesting after this season, take the emotion out of it and see if, look, this is a very interesting off season. It's one of the reasons why if I am Nick Caserio in Houston, absolutely unequivocally, I am living with the Deshaun Watson headache until March 15th or whatever day is the first day of the league year. I'm living with that until then because you're going to have so much better market than you are now. Because look, if let's just say if Aaron Rodgers says, I'm going to play one more year in Green Bay in 2022 and then be an unrestricted free agent at age 39 in 2023, when Tom Brady at age 42 was an unrestricted free agent, he ended up in one of the great places that any free agents ever ended up. So, you know, if Aaron Rodgers chooses to be back with the Packers, then think of the veteran prominent quarterback market. And you say, okay, you know, there's only going to be really one guy we know who would be there if Deshaun Watson is still there. And then, so that would lead me to think if you're John Schneider, I can easily get three ones, maybe plus a little something for Russell Wilson. I could get three ones and Tua for Russell Wilson. And so you just ask yourself at that point, would you, because I, right now, today, I really don't think John Schneider there's a single part of his being that wants to trade Russell Wilson. However, if we get to the off season, he knows that he can rebuild his franchise. And if he gets smart with the quarterback position, then, you know, he can rebuild his franchise pretty fast. So I would just think of that. But again, what will happen, I really, really don't know, because I do know that John Schneider and Pete Carroll categorically do not want to trade Russell Wilson.
That would be insane. All right, let's go to positive news. The Cincinnati Bengals, Peter, probably the best story in the NFL. I mean, Arizona, you know, we're not going to dive into that game because they play later tonight as we're recording on Thursday, but Cincinnati has been incredible. And despite, you know, all the social media nut jobs saying you've got to draft Sewell to protect Joe Burrow, like Ja'Marr Chase has been on one of the greatest tears ever for a rookie wide receiver. Looks like a slam dunk pick. They rebuilt the defense. Everybody was talking Browns in the preseason. The Bengals are the best team in that division right now. Peter, I mean, I don't know. Are we going overboard? Like, you got to walk before you can run. Can this team make a run in the playoffs this year?
Of course they can. And it isn't just because it isn't just because of Joe Burrow. It's because that their defense has been reborn. You know, maybe the best free agent on defense so far in the NFL value for him has been Trey Hendrickson, the pass rusher they got from New Orleans. So they definitely have a chance. But Jason, I want you to remember one thing. At the, you know, 7 weeks ago, Labor Day weekend, I'll tell you exactly what we all were thinking. We can predict, we can make a guess about who's going to be the best team in the AFC North. Is it going to be Baltimore? Is it going to be Cleveland? Does Pittsburgh have one last run in them? We only know one thing about the AFC North. The Bengals are a distant fourth. And right now, as we sit here, they have played two AFC North games. They played in Pittsburgh and beat the Steelers by 14 points.
Yeah.
They played in Baltimore and beat the Ravens by 24 points. So you say, can they do it? All I can say is, if Joe Burrow stays upright and stays healthy for 17 games, it isn't whether they can do it. They will do it.
Whoa, we're very bullish on the Bengals. So let's stick in the AFC. I'm not going to ask you about the John Gruden stuff. He's gone. But Vegas continues to thrive. Derek Carr's been tremendous. I don't really know what to make of this team. Some of the numbers say that they're not very good, but this is a team that continues to power on, and the schedule, it does get a little tougher, but they still have Giants, Washington ahead. Is this a playoff team in Vegas right now? We've seen second half fall.
I think they got a really good shot. You know what my favorite little stat of the week is? It's going to be in my column on Monday.
Okay.
So you'll be stealing it for this podcast, but you'll love it.
Okay.
Rich Bisaccia next week against the New York Giants, you would figure, wouldn't you, that the Raiders, even traveling east where they never have great success, but the Raiders playing in the Meadowlands a week from Sunday, you would think have a pretty good chance to win that game. Mm. If the Raiders win that game, then Rich Bisaccia will be as many games over 500 after 3 weeks as John Gruden was games over 500 in his Raider coaching career.
Now that's a nugget. Thank you for dropping that. I don't think somebody would have stole that.
Gruden, 62 and 59. Just remember, John Gruden in his last 10 years as an NFL coach did not win a playoff game. So I think Gruden is a great piece of NFL mythology, but some of it is myth.
Mythology. All right. What about Deshaun Watson? Mythology, myth, legitimate superstar quarterback. This saga kind of frustrates me, Peter, because we don't know what the league is going to do. We don't know what's going on in the courts. Like, I don't know how anybody's trading for him, but we continue to hear out of credible reporters in Houston that Miami wants him, and he's saying no to the Eagles, and the Panthers are saying no. Like, are we putting the cart before the horse here? Is anything going to happen, do you think, on the Watson front here in the next week?
I wish I could tell you with confidence, but Jason, I just don't know enough about this story and about what is going through Nick Caserio's head right now to talk about it like I know what's going on, because I just don't.
Yeah.
What common sense says to me is that if the Stephen Ross report is correct, he's the smartest one of all. Yes, we will trade for Deshaun Watson, but only if all of his legal stuff goes away. And honestly, when I look at this, I point my finger at Deshaun Watson and his lawyers/advisors about 4 months ago, when they had a chance to throw money at this and have a very good chance to make it go away and to issue some sort of statement that could be playing both sides of the fence and say, I'm sorry if I offended anybody, in effect. And he could have paid $2 or $3 million for a global settlement, but he didn't do that. He chose to fight it. And that, to me, could not only ruin this season for Deshaun Watson, but what is going to happen if Deshaun Watson stays on the sidelines all this season, isn't traded, and then finally all the adjudication of his cases is finished, say next April or May, and then the NFL's got to make some decision on discipline. What if he's suspended the first half of next year?
Or more. But I guess one, and I'm not defending Deshaun Watson.
If we might still be paying the piper next year.
But I guess, if he's principled and he says, I did nothing wrong. There's no evidence. I did nothing. I don't want to concede and settle because I'm not in the wrong here. On some level, I respect that.
If he legitimately feels that he did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And that nobody could ever prove that he did something wrong, then okay, it's America. You can fight for your cause. You can fight for your case. That's fine. But at some point, reality needs to rule in this case. And if you've got 22 women accusing you of something, all of basically the same kind of stuff, and other women who haven't come forward with the threat of legal action, but who've been found by very good reporters like Jenny Varentis and Kaylin Kaler, if all these women have come forward, I'm just asking, are they all making it up? Are they all making it up?
And I talked about this, you know, I get regular massages from the same person. I don't go out and recruit 30 different massage therapists from out of state. But anyway, Pete, we'll close the podcast on a high note, talking about my New York football Jets. I knew you'd laugh at that. Listen, I'm not going overboard, but Peter, extremely disappointing out of the bye to get their teeth kicked in by the Patriots like that. Almost a complete no-show, just getting boat raced 500 plus yards, 50 points. That to me was a little embarrassing. And I know Flores in the division with Miami started poorly in Miami and then turned it around the next year. I think they won 10 games. I'm not ready to bail on Salah and LaFleur, but there is a lot more work to do than I thought with the New York Jets.
Well, look, again, this conversation could go 64 directions, but I'm going to take it in two very quickly. It is reprehensible that Joe Douglas did not get a veteran backup for Zach Wilson, especially after the death of the guy who was going to be, you know, Steve Young, always told me that one of the reasons he felt so good about Zach Wilson with the Jets is because, one of his former mentors was going to be the passing game, whatever they call it, coordinator, advisor, right. I don't know, whatever it was. And so that hurt. But the thing that really bugs me more than anything else is that Joe Douglas has been through this a lot, and to open the season and to play the first half of the season with Zach Wilson and Mike White as your quarterbacks is it's irresponsible.
Yeah.
And that was terrible. But the only other thing I would say is I wish Robert Saleh was the same coach as a head coach that he was as a defensive coordinator, fiery, expressive, totally involved in the games. He's turned into Chuck Knoll on the sidelines. And that's not who he is. Or I should say, that's not who he's been as a defensive coordinator. I want to see some more of the life in Robert Saleh.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I mean, you've heard the saying, the things that got you here aren't going to get you where you're going. And maybe he has to tone it down as a head coach. And you can't be fiery 24/7 when you're just
maybe. I'm not asking him to be anybody who he isn't. I just thought that's who he was. And maybe in settling down so much, he's being somebody else. And I don't know. I have not talked to him since training camp. So
it's interesting. Remember, Brandon Staley was like the polar opposite of him. Never spoke, didn't do anything. And then Staley goes to the Chargers and is lights out. And, you know, I mean, he has a quarterback. But anyways, all right, Peter King, the great Peter King. Do you want to plug anything? Do you have any TV shows, a podcast, anything?
No. I just want to plug me. But thanks anyway.
All right,
thanks,
Peter. Anyway, have a good Jason. One. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't Nick.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
Absolutely phenomenal stuff from the one and only Peter King. Really good dude. It's funny, he was on the way to the airport and I could hear his car doors shutting and I was like, oh, perfect time. I'll just wrap it up right now. And I just want to thank Peter King again. This guy is one of the dean of NFL sports writers. Been around forever. I got to know him a little when I started the website back in the day. I think I just had gone up to him at the Super Bowl. It might have been the one in New York, the Seattle-Denver Super Bowl, which was a clunker. There was a media day and I think they had everybody cram into some crappy hotel in Midtown, and I just walked right up to him. I was like, hey Peter, we've emailed a lot and texted and talked on the phone, and good to finally meet you. And he was like, wow. And it's just the nicest guy, you know. It's some of these dudes, it's pretty cool. You meet them eventually, you've read them, you've watched them, you talk to them, you know them, and then you finally meet them in person. It's like, oh, this guy, he's a really nice dude. You know, present, looking you in the eye. And it's a big time guy. Peter, he's got people coming up to him all the time. But anyways, good insight as well. I'm surprised he came down as hard as he did on the Niners. I thought, maybe I got to bet on the Niners this weekend. But let's get to my best bets this weekend. Week 7, not that great. The teaser lost, which was a surprise because the teaser, I think I'd won 3 weeks in a row. Teasers have been gold all season. I'm just telling you right now, there are some hold your nose plays this weekend. Some that you're going to hear, like, there's no way you're actually betting on those guys. Let's start with a really gross one. Carolina Panthers getting 3. Oh, yeah. Sam Darnold, baby. Who doesn't love Sam Darnold here? I'm going to back Darnold getting 3. I don't think Atlanta should be favored over anybody. They were favored on the road in Miami and did not cover. I know they're good with Kyle Pitts and they're rolling, but their defense is very bad. Darnold should be able to have some success here indoors. And I really like the advantage in the trenches for Carolina. Their defensive line, they get pressure on Ryan. We've seen him wilt under pressure. I know there are some very big negatives like, oh, by the way, the Falcons have won 9 of 11 against the Panthers. It's you guys know how to buy stocks, right? I'm teaching my son how to buy stocks. Buy low, sell high. This is buying Carolina at the absolute bottom of the market. Lost four in a row, no McCaffrey. Nobody wants to do anything with this team. And now Atlanta's like, oh, could they make a playoff run? Matty Ice has won 3 of 4. And it's like people are buying Atlanta. Let's pump the brakes. So I did bet small wager on the Carolina Panthers, +3. I did take the Chargers favored by 4. Now, this one's going against me because it was 5.5, kind of that dead zone. I made the case a couple times this week, guys. The Patriots have 3 wins, all against rookie quarterbacks. 2 against Zach Wilson. 1, a comeback against Davis Mills. Like, let that sink in. The Patriots have beaten nobody. They've lost some close games. Yeah, I get that. But those were at home. They played 4 home games. This is a tough one. Coming off the bye, Chargers rested. They get 2 defensive starters back. The linebacker, Tranquil, who's really good, and the safety, Adderley. Now, there is a number I saw on rookie coaches off the bye. Not ideal in this situation. Also not ideal for one Urban Meyer. But the number I saw was that rookie coaches off of a bye in the last, since 2019, rookie coaches off the bye, 2-8 against the spread. So far this season, Robert Saleh got destroyed last week, and Arthur Smith, rookie head coach, he also lost against the spread. So 2 of them this week, Staley in LA, and everybody's favorite, Urban Meyer. By the way, did you see on my Instagram stories, people are dressing up as Urban Meyer, like with his outfit, sitting at the bar. It's silly. That's a dumb Halloween costume. So I just kind of like the Chargers here at home. They're a good team. And don't forget, the people love the revenge angle, right? Last year, Justin Herbert loses 45-0 at home. 45-0 at home to Bill Belichick. And obviously different coaching staff, different everything. And now you're looking at, oh, wait a minute. They're the better side here, and there's a reason they're favored by this much. I like the Chargers. I know they don't win games by a lot. They don't win games by margin, as they say, but it's a good one for the Chargers. I'm taking the Colts reluctantly, very reluctantly. And listen, I faded Tennessee last week. I got beat bad. I had the Chiefs, probably the most surprising result of the season so far. Wasn't even close. And I just can't get over this fact. In the span of 6 days, Tennessee at home beat arguably 2 of the 5 best teams, 4 best teams in the league. They beat the Bills, game they should not have won, and then they crushed the Chiefs. So you're telling me after those 2 wins, they have to now go on the road to face a team they already beat in the Colts. And that was, by the way, that was the last game the Colts didn't cover. They've covered the last 4 since that loss. Colts are getting healthy. The offensive line is healthy. Smith is going to be back at right tackle. Secondary, I don't know if Xavier Rhodes is going to play. That's not ideal facing A.J. Brown. Looks like Julio Jones hasn't practiced yet this week. We'll see what he does today. But I'm sorry. Tennessee's defense is bad. There's a reason, according to the metrics, Football Outsiders says that Tennessee's like the 18th best team in the league. Seriously, I'm not even kidding. DVOA wrote a whole thing on the Football Outsiders website. Is Tennessee overrated? Like, we forget, they lost to the Jets. Yes, they did not have Brown. Yes, they didn't have Julio. They also lost in the opener with those 2 guys to Arizona by 25 when they were favored. So, like, let's not go overboard based off 2 wins. Like, the whole sample size has to be taken into account. So I took the Colts. They're at home. This is not really their season, but if they want to get to the playoffs, they've got to have it. Frank Reich, this is a massive game for him. I mean, there was talk a couple weeks ago about Frank Reich getting dusted. I thought that was a bit much, but Carson Wentz, no interceptions last 5 games. I mean, they're rolling right now. And, you know, I hate taking teams that just beat me. I was on the Niners last week. And then you know what happens. You back them, and then they don't deliver for you, and they beat you 2 weeks in a row. So that'll probably happen. Although, Tennessee, I lost to them last week. There's no way I'm losing this one, right? Give me the Colts. A couple others that I'm looking at. My teaser, the favorite teaser, 7.5 pointer. New Orleans Saints up through 7 into double digits, 4.5 to 12. Cincinnati down from 10.5 to 3, going through the 7 and to a field goal. Let this sink in. Joe Burrow and the Bengals are double-digit favorites on the road Did you just hear yourself say that out loud? And remember, this is the third straight road game for the Bengals. So it's not as if they're that much better than the Jets. That being said, they were, I think, 3-point favorites at Detroit a couple weeks ago. Went to Detroit and opened a can on the Lions. It was like 31-7. Now they face Mike White. Okay? So in the teaser, Jacksonville, a little reluctant. I don't feel great about it, but I've got them up to 11. Geno Smith favored, guys? Come on. Like, let's be realistic. Geno Smith favored over anyone? So I took Jacksonville up to 11, Cincy down to 3, New Orleans up to 12. And the New Orleans one's interesting. No Antonio Brown. That, to me, is a bat signal that I would consider betting New Orleans in the contest. And the reason being is, last week against the Bears, you're fine without Antonio Brown or Gronk. You're fine. It's the Bears. New Orleans has a defense that's pretty darn good. Now, they haven't faced a quarterback as good as Brady since the opener. What they do, they shut down Aaron Rodgers. They kind of control Brady in both meetings in the regular season last year, beat him twice, handily. And then in the playoffs, yeah, Brady wasn't great. The Saints just turned the ball over 4 times. So whatever the Saints defense is doing, Lattimore, we know he's had Mike Evans' number through the years. Like, there's definitely a case to be made for the Saints winning outright and with the points. I teased it just because of the Jameis factor. Although, at what point do I need to say, like, hey, Jameis is not throwing pick sixes anymore? Maybe he's through that phase. And my final one in the teaser, LA Rams down from 14.5 to 7. Don't love that. I don't really consider 14 or 10 key numbers, getting it down to 7. The logic for this one. So the Rams nearly got surprised last week. They were not on high alert for 2 fake punts and an onside kick. Do you think McVay is going to be on high alert for hijinks from the Houston Texans? You know it. They're on the road. They were asleep last week at home. This, to me, screams big spot for McVay. I think they just really destroy Houston. Now, Tyrod Taylor starting, I don't love that. Because remember, he was good in the first couple weeks for them until he got injured against the Browns. Those are a couple games, a teaser I'm really looking at hard. And it's strange. I don't want to like get too excited here, but it's one of those weeks where I kind of like a lot on the board, but nothing like enormously large as we saw with, you know, Green Bay and Arizona. Like, you just got to be careful with these big favorites, man. Underdogs are the way to go. Like, I'm not touching Buffalo, Miami. Hell no. But yeah, I'll take a nibble of the Atlanta Falcons going against them and taking Carolina. I've looked at Philly. I don't know if I can stomach it. You know, I'm on the Colts. The other one I like is Cleveland. 3.5. That hook is a killer. I don't even know who's starting, whether it's Baker or Keenum. I like the Browns, but 3.5 is just not a love. And I was, you know, I was on Dallas earlier this week. Well, it sounds like Dak Prescott not going to play. Not ideal whatsoever. And let's be honest here. I'm not going to the window with Cooper Rush. Okay, that's just not happening. I'm not doing that against Mike Zimmer on the road. Although at the same time, Mike Zimmer does have Kirk Cousins. We know his primetime struggles, whatever that's worth to you. But pretty good week of games. I'll quickly touch on college. You know, college football has been brutal the last 2 weeks. The games have stunk. My picks have sucked. Listen, there's going to be regression when you have a good start. I just like to go through the big ones. I did take the under. First half under and full game under in Michigan, Michigan State. Neither of these guys have played anybody. Like, I don't think either of these teams are good. It's a one score game, probably a field goal game, probably a missed extra point somewhere. I'm on the under there. I actually really like Georgia, like irrationally off the bye here. I think they have put together a great performance after kind of a rough ending against Kentucky. I think Georgia puts it on Florida. And Florida, it sounds like they may play the freshman quarterback, who's really nice. Problem is, he's a freshman. He makes freshman mistakes, and he's going against the best defense in the country. The cocktail party, give me Georgia. And then the other one that was just a weird line was Auburn favored over Mississippi? What is that all about? Then you start looking, you're like, oh, Ole Miss is really good, but have you looked at their recent schedule? I mean, the gauntlet that they had over the last month was brutal. And it's possible that they run into a Auburn defense here that is just absolutely angry at home and shuts them down. You know, it's tough to go to Auburn at night and win in the SEC, and this is a tough spot for Lane Kiffin. So I would look at that. And finally, I'm laying the lumber. Give me Ohio State favored by nearly 3 touchdowns. I know it's a Cardinal. You're not supposed to do it. But the kid Clifford, the Penn State quarterback, not fully healthy, didn't want to run last week against Illinois. It felt like their season went up in smoke losing to Illinois as in 9 overtimes as a, what was it? They were like 23-point favorites. And yeah, you could argue that maybe, possibly, Ohio State takes them lightly, but this is way too big of a rivalry game. Ohio State's just rolling right now. Their offense is filthy. I think they're averaging 41 points in the last 5 games, or average margin of victory is 41 in the last 5 games. Every offensive category, they're just dominant. Remember, they had a freshman quarterback early, so there were some struggles. And after that Oregon game, everybody's like, Ohio State's not that good. No, Ohio State's really good. So those are NFL and college football picks for the weekend. Everybody be safe out there. We'll talk to you Monday.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.